Well, in studio, our folks from Springfield Little Theater, who I guess actually you opened last night, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have two directors of Freckleface Strawberry the Musical, Zoe Zelonke and Clayton Avery, and Katie Harmon, who is playing Freckleface, is here. And you basically, the message of this show is to learn to love the skin you're in, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. This is a family theater production at LT. It runs all the way through May. I guess it's running through May the 7th, so doing 2 weekends worth. Now, there's all kinds of other things going on with the kids' birthday parties being offered, but let's talk about the show itself. This is a show that is based on the best-selling book by a well-known red-haired actress, Julianne Moore.
Yes.
Someone like to talk a little bit about the show and what it's about?
Yeah, Freckleface Strawberry is the story of a girl named Strawberry who is teased because of her freckles at school. And she doesn't really take well to that, as no one would. But it's all in good fun, and the kids just don't understand. And so she decides that she wants to take away her freckles, so she hides
them.
Any way she can. Yeah. She tries to scrub them. Lemon juice is mentioned. And then she finds a mask, and she decides that, of course, you can never discover who it is if you're under a mask. So she hides under a mask, and just like she thought, none of the kids can find her. So she realizes that all of her friends actually want to be with her, and they don't care about the freckles.
So actually hiding the freckles also hides her from her friends at the same time and causes even more problems than it might otherwise. Well, all right. Looking here, of course, at Katie, it's obvious why you got cast for the show. Did you basically put out a call for actresses with red hair, or did you say, well, you know, we can work with it if it's not?
We definitely could work with it, but it was a huge plus that our perfect Strawberry walked in with red hair.
So, how many shows have you done with LT? Or is this the very first one?
A lot. No, I don't know the exact amount. About 16, probably.
Okay. All right. So you're a veteran of the stage at the Landers Theater.
Yes.
We've kind of given a quick description of the show itself. Tell me about Freckleface, the character, and how you kind of approach this character.
I approached her as more of, she really enjoys life except for the fact that she has freckles and gets made fun of. She's really fun-loving, and she just wants to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
And I guess really that's the basic, but what she does learn something eventually that while everybody is different, that's what makes them special.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now there are, she's not totally and completely under siege by people making fun of her. She does have friends. Let's talk about some of the friends who help her discover herself.
Yeah, absolutely. She's got a lot of friends, a wide variety of those typical characters you would see on an elementary playground. There's the little boy that likes basketball and gets all the girls. Mm-hmm. There's the little nerd that loves bugs and space and science and Greek mythology. There's a perfect, flawless girl that is a ballerina. And there is a nerd girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide array. You'll recognize someone
even a kooky teacher.
Yes, teacher. Absolutely. She's a hoot.
Is it hard to play? You're playing younger. Is it hard to play younger, or what do you tap into as far as trying to get that elementary school vibe back?
I really have to think about it sometimes. I love it, though. I love playing younger. I feel like it's a lot of fun. You just have to make everything bigger and, like, really go over the top with everything.
Yeah.
It actually comes very naturally to her. The few of the class members are all really very good at playing that younger innocence. It's a lot of fun.
Now, why two directors? How did the co-director thing come about?
Well, Clayton and I have been friends for a long time. We did a lot of performances at Springfield Little Theater. We were in Greece together last season. And we've worked together kind of as like music director before on smaller projects. But we wanted to try a main stage production, and when we saw that Freckleface still didn't have a director about midway through the season, Clayton said, we should do that. So we talked to the Beth and Lorianne at the theater, and they said, yeah, give it a shot.
So how's it been as far as getting this show put together?
Oh, it's been a blast. It couldn't have gone any smoother. The rehearsal process, the kids stayed on top of it the whole time. We actually ran ahead schedule all through the rehearsal process.
Now, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Especially not with cast this large, with so many young,
how many people
new
do you
faces.
Have?
64 people total. and
a whole elementary school.
It's a range from, I think, six-year-old to adult. So it's a good mixed group.
And you opened last night.
We did.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and then you do two matinees Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets range from $12 to $19. And I mentioned that Little Theater is also offering kids' birthday parties during the run of the show.
We are.
So how does that work?
If you are interested in having your birthday party at Springfield Little Theater, you can just call the Education Department, 417-869-3869, and we'll help you out there.
So that I guess they take place before the curtain, or
yes, okay. Before the show. I think an hour before, there's cake. There's a party host, visited by costume characters.
Oh no, see, that's fun.
It's really fun that to is, interact with the kids and characters.
Now there will be a Final Friday's improv night. Also, the Final Friday night performance after the Final Friday night performance, Friday the May the 5th, next Friday, and. So that would be, what, about 9:30 or so?
It's probably going to be earlier. The show only runs an hour.
About 8:30 or 9? Okay. And admission for the improv night on Friday, May 5th is pay what you can. The LT Teen Players will present a program that is a fundraiser for an educational trip they are trying to take to New York.
Yes.
Well, New York is so expensive anymore. You're going to want to raise plenty of money for it. So.
Yes.
Pay what you can, but pay generously if you do go to see the improv show next Friday night after the performance of Freckleface Strawberry the Musical. Now, it was based on Julianne Moore's book, and I don't even know who decided that they would like to make a stage musical out of it, but it seemed like it was a good idea.
Right. I actually watched an interview a few weeks ago with the initial producer of the original cast, and she said what really made her want to get it done was the illustrations from the original book just jump off the page and are begging to be put on stage.
To be either animated in animation form or live. You know, and this is the live way to do it. Mm-hmm. Freckleface Strawberry, the musical. It is the latest production of Springfield Little Theater. It opened last night and runs through Sunday, May the 7th at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Tickets are available at 869-1334 or at springfieldlittletheater.org. And remember, there are also kids' birthday parties. They'll help you put a birthday party on before each of the performances, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And you can call the business office at 869-3869 to find out more about that. And remember, the teen players of Little Theater will be doing a Final Friday improv night at about 9 o'clock following the Freckleface Strawberry performance next Friday, May the 5th. It's pay what you can. They're trying to raise funds with this improv show for an educational trip they're taking to New York. Again, you can get tickets at springfieldlittletheater.org or by calling the Landers box office at 869-1334. Katie Harmon is Freckleface Strawberry, and Zoe Zelonke and Clayton Avery are co-directing the show. And after having an opening night last night, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.